At least 10 people were killed in the latest spate of violence in the disputed Abyei area of Sudan, with both the North and the South blaming one another for instigating the attack. The violence underscores the volatility between Sudan's North and South ahead of the South's independence in July, as Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Last month, Southern Sudan overwhelmingly voted for secession from Northern Sudan in a peaceful referendum. It is due to become independent in July, but some Southerners fear the Northern government could use the unresolved status of Abyei as an excuse to send proxy militias to attack the South. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir and Southern leader Salva Kiir pledged in late January to reach an agreement on the future status of Abyei by the end of March, but negotiations have not moved ahead since the two presidents met last month. Northern and Southern leaders are meeting this week in Ethiopia for negotiations on a number of critical topics related to the South's secession, including future arrangements for transporting the landlocked South's considerable oil reserves and division of the country's national debts and assets. A number of other challenges face South Sudan in the months leading up to its independence, including the lack of basic infrastructure and a rampant HIV/AIDS epidemic. Father Alex Ojeda, a member of the Religious and Missionary Congregation of the Apostle of Jesus, says that the traditional culture of polygamy and inheritance of widows in South Sudan makes the country a fertile ground for the spread of HIV and AIDS.
The society where we live, like among our people, you find the marriage itself, we still base on ourselves on traditional marriage, which is polygamous. And if one person is affected, around 10 women are affected. And when they are infected, we have already lost about 10 people. And then these 10 people, if the husband passed away, the inheritance which comes in will also open these people to be inherited by other 5 people who have also 10 women. This is a danger to the church and the society at large.
The Southern Sudan AIDS Commission estimates about 4.7 million people in the South are at risk of acquiring HIV, yet only some 60,000 of them have benefited from voluntary counseling and testing services. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.